Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Trosky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chapman scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Feller moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Feller scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Feller bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Weatherly scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Lefty Mills now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell now playing right field. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. One out. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Feller for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Siski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner is called out on strikes. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Lefty Mills. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Grace reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Weatherly scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Merle Hogue pinch hits for George Siski. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hogue reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Slick Kaufman. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Hefner scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.